Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Haruach she'ilala es hagafanim al gabi tvua. If the wind blew grapevines on top of tvua, other grain that was growing, they were distanced properly, but the wind came and blew the branches from the grapevines on top of the stalks of grain. So the Mishnah says, Yigdar miyad, the owner must immediately cut the vines, so that there shouldn't be kalim growing together, otherwise they'll become usser. And if he can't bend it backwards, he's going to have to actually cut the vines to make sure to prevent the kalim from growing together. Vim ere einus, if einus happened, some circumstance that was out of his control that prevented him from being able to separate, to remove the grapevines from the grain, then mutter, then they'll still be permitted. It won't become aser ba'ana, forbidden to benefit, because the kalim growth was out of his control, something that he didn't do, and he's not willingly keeping it, sustaining the kalim together. Here's the reverse case. Tvua, the grain that leaned over and went underneath the grapevine. V'chein b'yarek, and similarly, if it was vegetables, leafy green vegetables that leaned over and went underneath the grapevine, machzir, the owner has to pull them back and pull the vegetables, the grain, away from underneath the grapevine to separate it, that it shouldn't be kalim. V'ein mekadesh, however, over here, it's not going to become prohibited if he leaves it together. And this is because it's only problematic when the grapevine is overlapping with the actual base, the stalk, the base of the grain or the vegetable plant. And in the first case, where the grapevine leaned over on, was blown onto the grain, the grapevines were over the base of the stalk of grain. However, over here, where the grain or the vegetables leaned over and went underneath the grapevine, it's only the end of their branches, the end of the stalk, but not the base of the stalk, the trunk, the stem, whatever, of the stalk. That's not overlapping with the grapevine, so it's only Asma Darabanan in this case, and it won't become forbidden to benefit if he maintains the kilayim. The Mishnah continues, Me'emasai Tvua Miskadeshes. At what point in time, when is the earliest stage of growth that grain will become Miskadeshes, will become forbidden to benefit when it becomes a kilayim mixture? So the Mishnah says, Mishitashrish, when it takes root. Until the taking root process of the grain, it's not yet considered finalized the kalayim mixture, and it won't become forbidden to benefit in a case where there's kalayim deraisam. The Rav has a different gear, so the Rav says, istigarti, some have a different version of the wording of the Mishnah, and they don't have the word mishitashrish, which means to root, but rather mishitashlish, until when it grows one-third, and that would be a completely different shear. That it would be when the grain plant grows to one-third of its growth, that would be the point that it would become kilayim. And this is based on the pasuk he brings, v'tvuas hakerem, the grain in the vineyard, and tvua is only referred to as a tvua grain when it's one-third grown. So that would be a different opinion on what the minimum development stage of the grain needs to be in order for it to be kilayim. The Mishnah continues, Va'anavim, and for grapes, the minimum stage that it will become kilayim is Mishayasu Kapula Lavan. When the grapes start forming small sizes of grapes that are similar in size to that of the white bean, at that stage it will now become kilayim when it's mixed with another species. Now the Mishnah gives the latest stage, Tvua Shayavsha Kaltsarka. If you have grain that has already ripened and dried to the full extent that it's going to, so it's at its final stage of growth, v'anavim shebashel kol tzarkon, and grapes that became fully ripe, ein miskaches, they no longer will become aser b'ana, prohibited to benefit from by making a kalayim mixture. If you would introduce the kalayim after they already reach this stage, they're considered fully grown, finished, and not growing together as kalayim. They won't become kalayim if only introduced to kalayim after this final stage. Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses potted plants. A pot without a hole is not considered connected at all to the ground and doesn't receive any nourishment from the ground. A pot with a hole, the roots can go through the hole and get nourishment from the ground and would be considered attached to the ground. The Mishnah says, Atzitz Nakov, if you have a pot that has a hole in it. Mekadosh Bekerem, if he plants other species in this pot that has a hole, and he plants it in a middle of a vineyard, he plants another species in it, it's as if he's planting in the ground, and it will be Mekadosh, it will make things become forbidden, Asar Ba'anah, forbidden to benefit from, because this will make Kelayim Deraisa. V'she'enu Nakov, but if it doesn't have a hole, Enu Mekadosh, then it won't make anything Asar Ba'anah, it won't make anything forbidden to benefit from by planting other species in this pot in the middle of a vineyard, because it's separate from the ground. It won't become Asar Ba'anah, but it is Asar Midarabanan to do so. It's forbidden Midarabanan. They made a gzera that even in a pot without a hole, you cannot plant other species in the vineyard. But since it's not Kelayim Deraisa, it won't make anything forbidden if he went ahead and did it. Rav Shimon disagrees with the Tana Kama, and he says, Zavaza Asurim V'lay Mekadshin. In both cases, whether the pot has a hole or not, it's only Asur Midarabanan. V'lay Mekadshin, it won't make anything forbidden to benefit from even the pot that has a hole. Rav Shimon also views that as not Kelayim Deraisa, only Midarabanan, and it won't forbid the produce or the grapevines from benefiting if he does do this Kelayim. The Mishnah finishes off with another case, Hamavir Atzitz Nakav Bakarim. Someone who passes a potted plant that from a different species through a vineyard that has a hole. The pot has a hole. And he never sits it down on the ground. He's carrying it through the vineyard and it's going through the vineyard underneath the grapevines. So then the Mishnah says, Imhaisif B'Masayim, if the plant has the time to grow 1/200th while it's traveling through the vineyard, spends enough time there that it can grow 1/200th, then Aser, the plant itself, the species will become, this other vegetable will become Aser, forbidden to benefit from, even though the pot was never rested down on the ground. The Rav says that this is only a Isser Midarabanan. Midaraisa, this is not really Kelayim, it didn't grow together, it's in a pot that never touched the ground. It was all a Xer Midarabanan that they made, and only the... Normally, when things become Kelayim, both parts, the grape and the other vegetable, would become forbidden to benefit here. But in this case, it's only Asur Midarabanan, only the vegetable that's in the pot is going to be forbidden to benefit from. The grapevines around it will not become forbidden to benefit.